go! Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Steve Schaubecker. Get ready to get behind the scenes look into what it really takes to grow a business from scratch in the firearms industry. Join us as we welcome industry titans, Second Amendment enthusiasts, and special guests each week. I welcome you to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Welcome back to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Steve Schaubecker, your host, and I have a very, very special guest this week. It is the one and the only, my son, Christian Schaubecker. Hey, Christian, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. I'm so happy we could do this one. I've been wanting to do it for a while, but between my busy schedule and yours, it just hasn't happened. But I'm really excited that we're gonna make this happen tonight. I'm sure we're going to have some pretty good laughs and probably some good material for multiple people to make fun of both of us. But we'll see where it goes, huh?
Yeah, hopefully.
So the reason I wanted to bring you on is a couple of things. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about kind of following your dreams, like you've done recently. And then also like what it's like growing up in a entrepreneur family. So those are the two topics we'll kind of touch on tonight. But first of all, why don't you tell everybody about yourself, you know, a little bit about you, you know, age, what you like, what you don't like, anything that might be happening, you know, next December. I don't know, you better talk about that to save face.
Well, I'm Christian Schaubecker. As he's talking about next December, I'm getting married to my fiance, Sophie Stack.
Say some nice things about Sophie. Yeah.
I don't know what to say about her. So,
Well, she's amazing. She's smart. She's funny.
All of the above,
she's a lot of fun. He told me those earlier, Sophie. So,
yeah. I'm 22 years old currently. I'm currently a full-time police officer. I've been chasing that dream for a while and now it's finally starting to come full circle. Got my associate's degree from Joliet Junior College. Some things I like are, I like going to the range with my dad whenever we get the chance. And then I just like relaxing, I guess you'd say, after work. So,
yeah, that's kind of different now. You're working some long days and now you're full time in your new gig. So you're putting in real hours. What's it like actually having, I won't say a real job because you've always worked a real job, but like having like full time hours, full time responsibilities. How's that treating you so far?
It's different. It's adulting to the max. So going from trying to do the stepping stones in order, but I'm trying my best to get everything under control. So it's different. It's fun though. The long hours are long, but at the end of the day, it's what I love doing. So
that's awesome. You know, it's been funny actually. We joked around a lot when you were a kid because we always thought you were going to be a police officer. And actually, it was real funny when he was a kid. You know, he did pretty good in school. He was always a great kid. He was like the king of sucking up to teachers. They all loved him. But when he was little, we kept having this one issue every conference. It was the same thing over and over and over again. I said, well, you know what? Christian's great in class. He's so nice. He's so funny. He's so helpful. But if we could just get him to not worry about enforcing the rules with everybody else in class. We heard that so many times. And I was always thinking, yeah, he was going to be a police officer. But you joke around about that. You know, you don't really think that's actually going to happen. And then as you got older and you were interested in it, I was like, hey, that's cool. That's a great profession. And then, of course, you know, with everything recently, your job is getting much, much harder than it was just a few years ago. But I think you're definitely up to the challenge. What would you say has it been, you know, different about like growing up with an entrepreneur for a dad? You know, was there anything that's any different you think than other kids or?
I think in the back of my head, I should say, because I've seen you as in my dad progress and chase your dream throughout my whole life. And then now everything's, like I said earlier, for me, it's coming full circle. So then in the back of my head, I have somebody to look up to and somebody to keep reminding me that anything's possible. Cause I know I just talked to you a couple weeks ago about when you started with companies even smaller than this and when you were working for other people. And then now, like I said, it's come full circle. So it's kind of always given me the motivation to keep trying. Cause you never know where it's going to lead you in the end. And so far everything's paying off, and I know there's going to be ups and downs just like there is for everybody, but growing up in that kind of a household, it's been stressful at times because I always feel like there's a big, I guess you say, weight on my shoulders to follow up and to be kind of half the man you are. And I keep trying, but to then see you succeed makes me want to succeed even more. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it totally makes sense. You know, I mean, like any entrepreneur dad, or, you know, it's like half of me always thought like, oh, you know what? Well, my son's going to follow in my footsteps in my business. And then, you know, in the beginning, at first I thought, it would be really cool if he would. And then I saw how passionate you were about being the police. And like, I had like zero regrets on what you decided to do. I just think it's so cool that you followed your dream and made it happen. And, you know, all the hard work, and it probably seems like it takes forever. Yeah. But I will tell you that as time goes on, the years just fly by. I can certainly remember when you were just you and you were little, you know, when you were Brantley's age. Brantley's our Christian's nephew and my grandson. So seeing him when he was little like that, it was pretty wild. And now that grandson Brantley he's starting to play soccer too. And Christian played soccer when he was little. So it's just kind of funny just how things kind of repeat and how they go from one side to the other, you know. But it's been cool seeing you grow up. You know, I'm very proud of you. Very, very proud of the man you've become, you know. And so what do you, what is your long-term goals? Do you have any long-term goals, or can you ever see like your profession now leading into a side hustle, entrepreneurial journey? Do you ever see yourself doing anything cool like that?
It's always in the back of my head to go a different route eventually once I obviously put some years in on the job, once I get some more trainings underneath my belt to be able to be my own boss in a sense. And I think that's everybody's goal at the end of the day, to set your own hours, even though it's a lot of hard work at the end of the day. When push comes to shove, you're getting to figure out what works best for you, if however your schedule works, and everybody wants to be able to say, I'm my own boss. I don't really know where it's going to lead me, if it's going to lead me anywhere. But yeah, in the back of my head, eventually it'd be nice to start some sort of company or side hustle or something to where I'm my own boss and I can build a financially better future for myself, for my fiance, for our future family, for all of that. So,
you know, it's like, for me, you know, I started down this path just for security for myself, because, you know, just not trusting anybody else to just to provide a job for me or provide my future. You know, your situation is a little different because, you know, working for a municipality, they're always gonna need you. You know, there's always gonna be police, there's always gonna be, you know, a job for you. So that it's neat that way. The other interesting thing about it, I think you'll see from a lot of guys, a lot of coppers that we know, you know, you only have so many years in that. It's such a tough job, and it's not getting any easier. And it's not something that you can do for 50 years or even 40 years. You know, you put in your 20, 25, you know, whatever you need for your retirement. And then, you know, even 30 at your age, you knew what you wanted to do. You're so motivated to get there. You got there. So you're starting full time at 22. So even if it was 30, you put in at 52, you'd be retiring, and you still have another whole nother lifetime, you know, to do stuff with. So it's just kind of cool. It's kind of neat seeing the future that way. And, you know, hopefully, you know, now just anything's possible, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have the person to go to whenever, if that time comes, to go for questions.
Dude, why are you sucking up so much?
I'm not trying to suck up. I'm trying to. I'm not really sure what's going on here, folks.
I know we're not on video, so I haven't slipped him any money. I promise.
Yeah.
And I've made no promises to give him any money or other compensation after the show. That's all in the disclaimer.
Yeah.
But I will post up a picture because we do always get made fun of now, especially now that he has his beautiful head showing through like mine does with the lack of hair,
yeah.
That we do kind of look a lot alike. So it is pretty funny where people at a distance anyway will often mistake us. So it's pretty funny. Either he looks old or I look young or neither. But
or he looks half as handsome as me.
Oh yeah,
or one
yeah.
of the two.
Well yeah, one of these years you'll get looking this good, Christian.
Yeah.
But you just got to keep working. You just got to keep working. You know. But yeah, it's been really surreal for me as a father just to see you, like, oh, he's grown up now, you know, go and met him one day just to say hello. We were driving through and he was sitting there in his squad car and everything. And I'm like, man, that's my little guy. He's all grown up. Have you noticed any like similarities between to what you see me doing business and others doing business that has helped you on the job so far?
I think a big part of it, and people don't realize that policing is very community service oriented. And obviously you coming from a salesperson background and you having that background, because I've seen you throughout a long time, you're good at talking to people. And I think at the end of the day, that's one of the biggest things. If you can talk to people, you can be successful in most professions, honestly. So seeing your people skills and then trying to put them into my own abilities is when I'm out working or whenever I'm out doing whatever. Just trying to build a rapport with that person, try to make that person in different situations relax, get them to trust you, because at the end of the day, everybody just wants somebody to be able to talk to and that they can trust. And that's a big part of business, I know, too. It's absolutely whether you're going into a car sales lot, and I've had my fair share of experiences there, or you're going into a gun store or whatever. You want to be able to trust the person that is selling you whatever item. Just like in my profession, you want to be able to trust the person that you're talking to for whatever reason it could be.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, the ability to communicate. And, you know, do you see that? Do you see, like, you know, other kids your age, and maybe it's just I'm just biased because I know you and I see you, but it's like I see you have the ability to communicate person to person with people so much more. I mean, even just like when I've interviewed employees that are more your age or whatever, first of all, there's a maturity level that I'm not sure how you got, if it was because of the constant beatings or why it was, but yeah. You're definitely a different animal than a lot of kids your age. And I know, I'm sure you've been told that at the department a few times, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, do you see that in people your age, you know, the younger generation, do you see that, is that lost a lot, or what do you see that there doesn't seem to be as much genuine communication, you know, person to person, you know, with voice, with, you know?
Yeah, I would say technology is a big part of that. That's a big form of communication. And now anybody, and as the years go by, everybody keeps on getting younger and younger, but everything's over the phone nowadays. It's not even where you're calling somebody on a house phone or a flip phone or anything like that. In my generation, we were introduced to technology young also, but seeing you, for instance, being able to go and have a conversation with somebody and how much that pays off rather than being able to send them an email or something person to person, for me, it just builds that rapport. It builds a better connection with whoever you're talking to, rather than just messaging them, because you don't get the face-to-face experience. And I don't know, honestly, where the people person skills came from, if it was just from watching you as I was growing up or where exactly it came from. But I mean, I'm glad that's how I am. I'm a people person. I like to talk to people over face-to-face rather than email or text or whatever the case is nowadays. And it truly is lost. I mean, in my generation, my kids my age, it's a lot of people there. And not to toot my own horn, I'm not saying I'm very mature because I still have my moments, but overall, I'm able to sit down and have a conversation with a person without constantly checking my phone, without constantly doing this or checking social media, because that is a lost kind of, I don't want to say art, but in a sense, it's a lost art of just being able to communicate effectively nowadays.
It's a life skill, you know, it really is. You know, it's funny that, no, I mean, you are, at least from my experience, a lot more mature than people your age, and you carry yourself really well. And that it's really interesting because I didn't even like realize it, because I see you all the time, until I got told it. I got told it by, you know, one of the officers when you first started doing ride-alongs with people. One of those officers came up and said, hey, you know, Yeah. How old's your son? Seriously? You know, and this was, you know, almost a year ago, and he's 21? No. And they didn't believe me at first. They're like, when we hear we're taking a 21-year-old guy on a ride-along, we're expecting, like, oh, great. But, they said you were communicated real well, carried yourself really well, and that goes a long ways. You know, it's interesting because, like, it seems like, you know, the more that you have, you know, skills that other people don't, the farther you're going to go. And that could be anything. You know, that could even be, even in business today, it's like so many people are just so full of shit that they don't do what they say they're going to do. So then you really set yourself apart when you do. So like for you, it's like when you're able to communicate that way and you're not having the text or email and you're the same person you are all the time, that it, you're just going to go that much farther and you're just gonna be able to connect with people that much more, you know? So did you ever actually think you were, when you were started going to school, does it seem real yet? You know, that you're, hey, I'm in my career now. I'm doing what I wanted to do. And is it what you thought it was going to be? Are the days longer? Is it harder? Is it easier? Is it, you know, what would you say about that?
Well, I guess I'll go to the first part of the question, which was, what'd you say at the first part? Because I had something I was going to go on a path with that.
Oh, I was just, well, the second part was...
Oh, if it feels real.
Yeah.
That's what, yeah. Real. So honestly, no, it still doesn't feel. And I kind of just got reminded of that yesterday or the day before when I saw a video talking about how once you actually accomplish your goal, it doesn't really feel like you accomplished it because you were working so hard for said goal. Because in the back of your head, you're like, oh, really? Like, this is what I'm doing now full time. Like, I know back 2-3 years ago, all I wanted was a full time police job. And now I'm here. And that's what I'm grateful for, is the opportunity to get to do it full time. Because it is everything I thought it was going to be and more, getting to interact with people on a daily basis. And it's not just the same people. I'm sure every profession has their ups and downs, but I get to interact with 20, 30 people sometimes that are brand new to me every single day and make a good connection there and get to talk to them, get to hear their life story just for the 5-10 minutes that I'm dealing with whatever sort of a call it is. So I think it's everything I wanted it to be and then more. I mean, yeah, the days are sometimes long. 12-hour shifts, they're long shifts, but at the end of the day, it's at the end of 12 hours. Some days I feel like I could do another 12 hours. So it's just something I want to keep going back to. And there's days when I'm like, okay, I've had enough for today. Just like everywhere is going to have it. You're going to get burned out, or not burned out, but you're going to get exhausted. And I'm a big believer on like family time. So I love spending time with Brantley, with Sophie's family, with my family here, any family I can. So that's why when I'm not at work doing what I love, I'm getting normally to do what I love, and that's hanging out with my family. So,
well, let me give you some fatherly advice on that one. And as kind of as you go forward here, and I know the way you work, you'll be on like a schedule for how long are you on? Like when you start your full rotation, is it a month at a time per shift?
2 months.
So two months.
Yep.
So you're going to have to change it every 2 months. But what I would tell you is sit down with a piece of paper and map out a schedule. Like map out, you know what, I'm going to try to get up at the same time every day. I'm going to try to go to bed at the same time every day, regardless of whether I'm working. And try to get in the things that you need to do every day, you know, make a set time for them, you know, like... I know you've been struggling a little bit with just the different schedule and stuff and getting to the gym because you used to be a gym nut and whatnot. And now that's okay. I'm just in there making gains. And,
yeah.
You know, I'm just going to be
still trying to catch up to me.
My abs will be popping out. And you'll be, okay. You'll be having that one, not the six pack. You'll have that one pack going on, but that's all right. You keep it up. But I'll just tell you, students, in all seriousness, just make a schedule for yourself and write it down, map it out. You know, if you know, hey, I want to spend 2 hours every night with Sophie. Map that out. Put that on paper. and make it a priority. The same thing, like say, hey, you know what, I want to get in some sort of exercise. Okay, from this time to this time in the morning, maybe I'm getting up a little earlier or whatever, but I'm going to do it every day. It's going to be something. It may not be perfect, but it's going to be done. You don't need perfection, you need done.
Yeah.
And then just map it out and look at your schedule like you would anything else. And then, you know, get into a routine, and the more you get into that routine, then the easier the rest of it's going to be, you know, because it's probably hard on you right now where you're working a long day, and on days you don't work, you're like, hey, I'm not doing anything, you know. But 12s are tough. I mean, it's, you know, you're gonna have, you know, especially the way you, and I know the way you do it is you work more 1 week than the other week, but just try to make a schedule and keep as many things the same as you can every day, and just put it down on paper and kind of make it a priority, so you make sure you get done the things that you want to, and if you have time left, then you do the things that you that you can do if you have time, you know.
Yeah.
But you're just getting started, so you got lots of time for that. So not only now you're settled in your full time job. What is this gonna get married stuff? You know, feel like what's that like?
Well, thankfully I have Sophie, who's obviously you guys don't know her, but she's I guess you would say my rock. She can handle all this wedding planning, and so I can take a step back, and she's still working, going to school, and I'm able kind of just to work, and I'll input my I don't know what you, opinions, there you go, every once in a while, and then normally get shot down, but I'm still trying to do that. So that's crazy to think about too, that we've come this far and now we're being able to now actually do the deed of tying the knot. So
it's not that kind of show about doing deeds.
Yeah. This is... We're not going to go to that side of it, I guess.
Yeah. I knew we'd have a few laughs. I figured that'd be one of them, but no, it's been neat seeing you guys grow up together too. You know, it's like, as a parent, you never think people don't know, you guys have been together since high school. You know, you never think that, hey, this is the one. But then she's really become a lot more integrated in with our family too, and almost like another, we're gaining another child. You know, another daughter. You know, which is totally cool. You know, she's definitely a good egg. And it's been interesting seeing her get more comfortable and just, you know, just come out of the shell a little bit. You know, yeah. Last year or so, and it's been good though. But this. The one thing I will say is you definitely made a good choice on the wedding at the venue that's doing most of it for you. So that's definitely the way to go. And I'm thankful to not have to pitch in and help with that. You
know? Yeah. I know it's a crazy schedule. And to go back, even on your, I go back when you and Mom started out, when you were working crazy hours, that's how I feel at times when I'm picking up overtime, picking up extra shifts or trying to work more. Then you know that you can see in the distance that, like, that's there, and it's not, you still work long hours every once in a while, but and you're still a busy dude. So is she, so is Mom. But I guess at the end of the day, you're trying to, like you said, prioritize everything to make sure you can spend enough time with everybody. That's the big thing.
Absolutely. And now especially just trying to make sure, like, you know, if I do pull those long days, or if I do, it's for a purpose.
Yeah.
Like tonight, I worked a pretty long one today, but the purpose for that is I knew that I'm going to work very little or not at all tomorrow, because we're taking Brantley, to the Fair Oaks farm to go see cows. Should be a lot of fun. I'm sure he's probably going to freak out when he gets up close to animals again, but, it'll be a lot of fun, and it's just the chance to do that because, you know, I knew what I had to do this week and tried to get it all done earlier in the week and preload, and now that I can take that time and just not really have to worry about it. But yeah, that's the best advice I can give you too, is when it comes to like working and overtime, is, you know, money's great, but like time is something you can't make more of. You know, you'll always find creative ways to make money, but I haven't found any way or learned of anyone that's found any way to make any time. Boy, if you could make time, you'd be a gazillionaire, you know.
Money will return, but time won't. So
yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. Yeah, and you're gonna got a full time job, going to be getting married, gonna be buying a house. Yeah. Man, you're just making all kinds of big moves. Yeah. Big moves.
Trying to do the best I can. Like I said, I mean, it's a a lot of adulting at 22, which is okay. I enjoy that. So I enjoy taking on the responsibilities. It's a challenge. At the end of the day, I like to take on new challenges. And maybe it's too much at once, but I guess time will tell. So
what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Exactly.
Right? So let me ask you this. So if you could talk to your, 5 years ago to yourself, so to your 17-year-old self, what's the best piece of advice that you would give yourself back then? So whether it's just to try to get ahead, and my point in this is just, what can you tell any other 17, 18-year-olds that are listening, about life in general, about, high school, college, now entering the workforce? What's the best piece of advice, or even a couple pieces of nuggets of wisdom that you can share with them that you wish you would have knew back then?
Guess my first one, would be like, trust your gut on a lot of things. If I would have, now looking back at them, if I would have done X, Y, and Z, then it would have taken me a completely different path. Just like getting the opportunity, I had the opportunity to play college football, and I ended up staying here and then focusing on getting my foot in the door at a couple police departments where I could, working in like a civilian sense. And that was like the best decision I ever made. It didn't take, and that was my gut decision on, logically, I'm like, okay, well, I could go play football, I could have fun, I could do this, or I could kind of take the more adult path and be like, okay, which in a college is great. And I got my only 2-year degree, but, hopefully I'll go back for that. But I guess trust your gut is the biggest one I can think of. Because at the end of the day, it's going to steer you, hopefully, in the right direction. And if it steers you in the wrong direction, what I've realized is that I'll learn more than that than I ever could. So if it takes me down a dead-end path, I'm going to learn, okay, I can never go down this path again. Because at the end of the day, it's not going to be... It's just going to make things worse in a way. So I would just say, trust your gut.
That was a huge piece of advice right there. You don't realize what kind of a wisdom bomb you just dropped, because just the fact that you realize that there's really only two possible outcomes. Either you win, you're successful at something, or you learn.
Yeah.
There's no losing as long as you're learning from it.
Yeah.
Now, if you keep doing the same thing over and over again and keep with the same failure or the same path, then you're losing at that point. But if you're learning from your mistakes and you're learning from, decisions you made and how to grow from them and how to do things differently in the future, then, hey, that's not a loss. That's just learning. That can certainly turn into a win really quickly. So that's just huge. That's wisdom beyond your years, son. That's wisdom beyond your years. Man, if I could have figured that out, like if I knew half the things that at your age that you know, man, I probably would have been retired.
Right? Yeah,
but that's not the case. But we're certainly trying to move that direction and work smart, not work as hard. Work smarter, get stuff done. Really trying to obviously the whole self improvement thing of just getting better each day. Little steps forward, little steps forward. Hey. What can I do better today than I did yesterday? And what am I going to do better tomorrow than I did today? And all those sorts of things.
I guess I got one. My other piece of advice that kind of came right to my head is, like I already talked about, is prioritizing family time. One thing that kind of hit home was the Chicago police officer that got killed the other night, Ella French.
Yeah.
Where you never know, and not even just in the policing aspect of, you never know when life is going to get taken. Life's too short, and everybody will agree with that, no matter who they are, once they're old enough to realize. And then when you think about every time you're going out, anytime you're doing anything, it always comes to my head, okay, what's the last conversation I had with this person? There was just a TV show when they were talking about last words. And how big of a meaning that they can be. And it is a big meaning, but that's a very pressure filled topic. But, when you see a life, I mean, she was only 29 years old. And that's 7 years older than me, but that's still way too young. So trying to prioritize those who mean most to you rather than if you're sitting on your phone when you could be spending time with your nephew who has no idea how to work a phone per se. Like, that's going to mean a ton to him. And say something did happen, you're going to go out knowing, okay, well, at least I got to spend time with him one last time rather than sitting on my phone and watching TikTok or doing whatever the case is. There's a bajillion different things you could do, but always try to make time for your family, whether that's, like you kind of mentioned, setting out time to send a text to everybody that you don't get to see regularly, or if you still live at home, trying to spend time with them, or once a week trying to go out and see your family or call them if they live far away. Just try to do something is the gist I'm kind of getting at, because you never know when life is going to be taken from you.
Tomorrow's not promised.
Exactly.
You know what they say about the word tomorrow? You know, it has two meanings. It could mean tomorrow and actually do something tomorrow, but more times than not, it means never. Yeah. Today, I'm going to put that off till tomorrow. No, you're not going to do it.
Tomorrow.
Just be honest, you're not going to do it. Don't say you're going to do it tomorrow because you're not.
Yeah.
You know, it's life is precious, and you know, we certainly take it for granted. I know I do sometimes, you know, but you really need to just stop and smell the roses and send those people a text, and because you never know what's going to happen. Anything can happen, you know.
Absolutely,
anything can happen.
No matter what the profession is, and I've been asked before, like, oh, do you worry about you getting hurt on the job? Or I've heard that from different family members. And then at the end of the day, I'm not really worried about getting hurt because I could be driving to my typical 9-to-5 job in an office if I worked in a 9-to-5 job and then get killed by a drunk driver. And that's no more, given as a police officer, you're going into more dangerous situations. But the point of it is that life can be taken from you at any point. At any time, it's beyond your control.
Absolutely, and I think you probably agree with this. You could take this to tie this into sports, or whether it's lifting weights or anything else, or working. Like, the minute you start worrying about something, so like you on the streets, the minute you start worrying about something and start becoming paranoid about it, you lose your edge and you're off your toes, and your head's not on a swivel like it should, and that's when something's going to happen. Exactly. Like if you're playing hurt or something, football or lifting when something's hurting and injured, pain's temporary, but injuries, you got to pay attention to your body. And if you start babying something, what's going to happen? Oh, you're going to blow out the other side or something else is going to happen. And, you know, just because, you know, you weren't paying attention, you were paying too much attention to something, you know, if you stop worrying and just go with the flow and just have some faith that, you know, hey, I'm going with my gut. I know what I'm doing. I remember my training, remember what I'm supposed to be doing, and have faith in that. You know, it's like worrying doesn't do you any good. You know,
just kind of have faith in the path that's getting laid out for you. Everything happens for a reason. So that's and I feel like that's honestly very true. So
absolutely. I mean, good and bad, you know, you could say, hey, you know, certainly thankful for some of the bad times, some of the trials in my life, because it teaches you what the good times feel like. You know, it teaches you, and it gives you fuel. You know, like you think about the gives you work fuel for the gym for sure. You know, just used to remember you used to always make fun of me because I used to kind of get angry when I got when I left.
It's one of the scariest things you've ever seen in your life.
So Christian and I are absolutely opposites that way. So he'll be like smiling and laughing as he's maxing out, and me, I'll be like, you know, I'm in my mind, I'm going to the deepest, darkest, nastiest place I've ever been, just getting psyched up and look like I'm about to murder somebody. But Christian, he'll just be smiling and laughing the whole time and nothing. He's still just push it up, you know. I'm like, it's just unbelievable to me that he can do that. At me, if I start smiling or laughing, I'm going to just set the weight down. It's not getting lifted. Yeah. I'm just gonna start dying laughing. But he's different. It's just kind of funny. Christian and I used to work out a lot together when he was in getting ready for high school ball and stuff and getting ready to try out for college. So this is a lot of good times at a few different gyms, and back then I was trying to catch me. I think if he stayed with it now, he could probably pass me up, but I'm happy that he's not. So
Probably still pass you up now.
Bring it. Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. All right, here we go. We want to, here's the question for him then. It's okay. You want to hang with Dad? You know, when I started 75 hard today. You down? You want to do it?
I don't know about that. That's a little,
you know what it is, right?
Yeah. I've seen your, those posts are brutal. So
yeah. two 45 minute workouts. At least one has to be outside. Rain, shine, snow, sleet. It doesn't make any difference. Pick a diet and stick to it. Zero cheat meals.
Yeah.
Absolutely zero. And, read 10 minutes of a self-improvement or business book. That one's easy. Here's a really tough one though. Drink a gallon of water a day.
I'm sure that's, yeah.
And try to function as a normal human being.
Yeah.
I mean, it's impossible. Today was my first day, so I'm like, I'm going to front load this. So I got a half gallon in by the time I was done with the gym and then back and then my second workout. So by the time I was done with both workouts and headed to work, you know, it was like 8 in the morning, and I already had, over a half a gallon of water in me. And then I got to work and it hit me. And then every 5 minutes, it was absolutely ridiculous. So that's the hard part. Everybody says, 75 hard, the diet, everything else down. The workouts aren't bad. You can do them. The diet is doable, but the damn water is just unbelievable. But, when you get more settled in your job, well, I'll do it again to do it with you. It's a lot of people I know have done it and said it's just totally, completely changed them for the better. So, say if it doesn't challenge you, it won't change you. So, looking forward to seeing what the outcome is. And hey, you may see a six pack over here in no time.
yeah, summer bod ready.
By that time, summer's going to be over, so it'll be my fall bod. But
yeah.
Well, man, time just flies by. We've been at it for quite a while here. But is there anything else any other advice you'd like to give people? Is there any other tidbits? Any funny stories you want to tell, whatever. I'll give you one more shot to lay something out here in public for eternity, because podcasts live forever. So.
Yeah, I don't really know any funny stories to go get too much in detail. And advice, like I already said, is just try to prioritize family no matter how old you are. It's someone that's always there for you no matter the days when you really need it, you're going to appreciate it. And the days that you don't need it, you're going to need it no matter what you're doing, how old you are. It doesn't really matter. It's family comes first. And that's my biggest thing is to try to push, is just focus on your family, because they're always going to be there for you. And no day is guaranteed.
Amen to that. Yeah. It just makes me think back about, you know, they always say that, you know, you really become who you surround yourself with. And, and you have your family, which is very important. And then you also have your family of choice, meaning your, group of, three, four, or five guys that you really hang tight with, you know, that they're just your people, And, how you need to guard that and be careful with that. But also, pour into that and, make sure that, you're taking the time like you should. So many people just in our circles or in our group of what people call friends, but most of the time only a few that are really worthy of that the name of a second family. And in that way, I've certainly been blessed, and I know you've got some pretty tight brothers in blue that you've met too. So
yeah,
it's awesome to see. Well, this has been fun. We'll definitely have to. Do this again sometime.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe next time we'll go do it on location at a local brewery or something when I'm not on 75 hard, because no alcohol is the last one that I missed on there. So, but looking forward to it. Thanks for joining me, Christian. If you think that anybody else would benefit from this conversation, please share this with them. Have them subscribe. Send them an email with a link. Do whatever you got to do to get it in their ears. Thanks for joining us again on the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. This is Steve Schaubacher, your host. Until next week, stay safe out there.
Thank you for listening to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you gained some type of value. So if you could share this to a friend, leave a review, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.